I said, "Hey, Dad, do you want to come on my podcast?" And you said, "What's a podcast?" I love you. I'm going to slap your hand a little bit, but you don't eat the best, okay? And you know how I get on to you about the sugar and the salt and all the caffeine. People kind of know your name at Whataburger. You go there every week.
Yeah. Raising my two daughters, that's my biggest challenge.
Sarah and I, we were never without. You guys work so hard. And it makes me want to cry because you guys are good. You're good parents. And I'm just so grateful because not everybody has the opportunity to have great parents. Gosh, why am I all teary-eyed? I don't know. I just miss you guys.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And today I am super excited. I have a very special guest on today. It's my dad. Yeah, my dad. At 83, he's not just my father, but he is a bundle of joy and resilience who literally lights up every room he walks into. Everybody loves my dad. His name is Ace. Ace from Texas. That kind of sets the stage right there. But let me tell you, getting this episode done, the recording, it was quite the adventure. I mean, we faced some serious technical hurdles that would make anyone's head spin. I mean, my dad isn't really the tech type anyway. I mean, he has a flip phone, for goodness sakes, of which I'm somewhat envious, but he ended up using my mom's phone to record. But just when we thought we just had everything set in place and in motion, the sound delays, they hit us like a surprise plot twist. I mean, I found myself trying to guess what he was saying while navigating echoes that made us sound like we were in a hall of mirrors. And let's not forget, my dad was a bit nervous throughout all this. And just, he didn't even know what a podcast was. You'll hear that. But anyway, all that, he powered through with the same spirit that has carried him through so many of his challenges in his life. And so I'm setting that up just so you know, if you hear delays a little bit or you're like, what? Us talking over each other. Now you know why. But I just honestly, I didn't have the heart to have him do the podcast over. I really didn't because he was so nervous. And I knew you'd understand and it'll be great. So anyway, as we dive in today on our conversation, I'm actually reminded of Proverbs 22:6, and it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." And so my dad, he's set up a lot of solid foundational principles for myself and my sister. And that foundation has really led to a life that's been filled with joy and resilience. And I'm so grateful for that. And my dad's own life is a life that's filled with joy and resilience. And so being trained up is so important to him. And it's so important to him, even when he didn't have his own dad around very often to train him up. But others stepped in. God is just that gracious, isn't he? He will place certain people in our life for that very reason, to help train us up. So anyway, with all that said, join us for this heartwarming conversation where we'll share a few life lessons. My dad is kind, he's a loving man, and he proves that joy and resilience, they definitely go hand in hand. So let's just dive in, shall we? Enjoy the show. Well, welcome, Dad, to the Visibly Fit Podcast.
Thank you. Scary.
It's not scary. No, it's not. But you know what's funny is I said, "Hey, Dad, do you want to come on my podcast?" And you said, "What's a podcast?" So yeah, you're not really into the podcast space, but I had Mom on the show episode 15. That was like 5 years ago because she was 75 and now she's about to be 80. And so we talked about her breast cancer situation, double mastectomy, and now she's, you know, 13 years cancer-free. Hallelujah. And I just thought, I need to bring Dad on. I haven't had you on the show. So this is fun. And actually, back then, I wasn't even doing video. And now you get the privilege of being on video. So what do you think about being on a podcast, Dad?
I don't know what to expect. It's something different. I don't know.
It is something curious. Different.
Yeah.
It's kind of like just like we're FaceTiming, right? So it's not a big deal. Well, I wanted to bring you on. This is a week after Father's Day, and I wanted to bring you on during, you know, just right there around Father's Day time, but I already had an episode that was airing. So I'm like, you know what? It's never too late to bring on my dad and to honor him and to celebrate him and just kind of have a great conversation to hopefully encourage people and bring them joy. So here we are. And I really just want to jump right in and say, first of all, you're 83, almost years young in just a couple short months. And you don't look or act your age, as everybody always says. And I'm grateful for that. But I wanted to talk back, like way back when you were a child, some of the things that you went through health-wise, since this is a health podcast. Let's talk about some of the things that you dealt with as a kid.
It's hard to remember some of them because it was so long ago because I was very young. They said when I had spinal meningitis when I was young. A mastoid, some of my ears, stuff like that. And
polio.
I got hit with polio, I think it was, when I was probably in grade school. And they took me out, put me on a ranch. And I had to do certain things. I forget, it's so long ago.
Like just, with the horses, or what were you doing on the ranch?
No, just out in the country and everything. And I walked and did stuff. Just stuff like that.
Had you doing maybe some like physical therapy kind of things?
At that time, polio was kind of different. They didn't know how to deal. They didn't deal with it like they do today, I'm sure. But God bless, it wasn't a serious case, I don't think. I think it was a mild case of the polio. Yeah. I never realized it later in life.
Yeah.
Mastoid and stuff. It just had I had a lot of trouble with my ear, stuff like that. I had to take penicillin shots, I think it was, stuff like that for a while. And I had to go through that for several years. But other than that, I'm all right.
Yeah, you are. You've been through a lot. And not just that, but I think of all the surgeries you've been through and from back surgery to neck to foot to arm to both knees replaced, like you've just been through it. I remember one time, Mom, she, I guess you guys went to a Halloween party or something, and she had you dressed up as something like the clumsy human or the human, I can't remember what it was called, but you had every brace on that you ever wore through your surgeries. So it was kind of creative.
Weird,
but you've just overcome so much. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on, because, you know, sometimes that could just bring a person down and think, gosh, you know what, here we go again, you know, something else. But you've always had such a great attitude. And I believe that that's one of the reasons that you're so young acting and people enjoy being around you, is because you just kind of let it roll off your back and you enjoy life. Don't you think that that's part of the equation when it comes to?
I think that helps a lot for a person, is to just take it and go with the flow, and so to speak, and get up and start again, take another step, see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just like this wrist here. You know, I bowled for so long, and now then all the cartilage is gone in my hand, and but it's not hurting now because they said the surgery is the last option on the books with that. So they've started some different things. And even if it got to hurting real bad, I could later take shots and stuff. But right now, since I've quit bowling for, I don't know, several months, it hadn't hurt at all. So I feel pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's good. And you've got that brace that you wear for that as well.
Yeah.
Well, again, I love your attitude, but you weren't always like go with the flow. I mean, when I was young, Dad, you were really what I would call strict. And then, but I have to say, when I look back at it, I think, oh my goodness, I got away with a lot that I probably wouldn't have let me get away with. So you were in the Marines, right?
Yes.
So how long were you in the Marines?
I was in the Marine Corps, almost 3 years, about a little over two and a half years.
Okay, so it was a shorter.
They wanted me after Nam, when it started going down and everything. And I was fortunate because I did not have to go to Nam. I got to stay. They found out, the next morning I was to go to Vietnam, and I got pulled out, and I didn't know why. One of the men told me that they found out that I could type on the old typewriters. And so they pulled me out for that because they're going to put me in there with the first sergeant office to do work for him. So that's where I was.
Well, that was lucky. Yeah, that was very much a blessing, right? You didn't have to be on the front lines or anything.
Right.
So that's good. Well, I was just thinking about Marines and your discipline and me growing up, and you were pretty, you know, you're going to do as I tell you. I mean, I remember, you know,
we had rules.
Well, exactly. Which is great. No, it's so good. Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, as a parent now, I mean, you're now a grandparent and a great granddad, which is incredible. But yeah, the rules. But when you're growing up, you don't realize how important that is. But I was just thinking about your discipline, even as a Marine, and how that kind of, you know, would play into effect as you being a dad. Because, you know, we're talking about kind of Father's Day, even though it's a week or so after Father's Day. You've just been such an incredible dad. You know, I'm a daddy's girl. And I mean, I'm a mama's girl, too, because I've been talking, you know, I talk to Mom almost every day since I've moved to Minnesota.
Unusual. Really something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been 28 years.
And you're as far away as you are, you talk to her as often as you do. Great.
Yeah. Well, I just love you guys so much. And anyway, you've just been such a great dad. And I think of the father-daughter things that we did with Girl Scouts and just different things, fishing and all the great experiences. But You didn't necessarily have a dad growing up. You were raised by a single mom. And so, you know, it's not like you read a book on how to be a great dad. How do you think you fell into the role of being such a great dad?
In some things, it's you look back and, well, how would I would want my father to have been? And that was part of it, maybe. I don't know.
It was
at first I didn't realize it as young, but as I got older, I missed having a father. But it's all right. I'm all right.
Yeah. Well, and we've talked about that too, and just how you know, our earthly fathers are vital and important, but it's our Heavenly Father that, of course, is the most important. And and you had your grandparents that played a big role. Your grandfather, your grandmother.
My grandparents were good, very good people. Both sides. I would go to both sides. They were out in the country. They were. One of them was in a little small town of Hobart, Oklahoma, and the other one was out in a ranch out here in Texas. And it was just, I felt like Tom Sawyer or Huck Finn sometimes out there. It was things I normally would not be able to do that I got to do as a young kiddo, running around fishing and hunting and learn how to milk cows and silly things like that.
Well, it's not silly. I think it's incredible. I wish
the kids were out doing that now today
instead of behind the screens.
I went on a wheat harvest once.
A wheat harvest.
Went all the way to North Dakota cutting wheat. And I just did that. We come into town one time and out of town, and they was looking for someone to go run the combines and stuff like that. And I said, I can do that. And here we go.
That's a cool experience. That's great. Yeah. I love that. And those experiences, they really teach you a lot in life, right? And so
I think so. Yes.
I think about the young kids today being behind a screen so much and not enjoying life and getting out doing, like you said, like Tom Sawyer or Huck Finn, and enjoying what God gave us as our playground. They're missing out. So I was thinking a little bit about, you know, you're a great grandparent now, and I was thinking about how I had the privilege of meeting my great great grandmother, and I was just thinking about that the other day, Granny Wilson, right, 103, and I was thinking, gosh, you could maybe someday be a great great. I don't know; it depends on how old Carmen is whenever she has her family, but that could happen. And that's just so, it's not as common these days just because of so many health issues that people endure. But I wanted to go back to your health because I love you. I'm going to slap your hand a little bit, but you don't eat the best, okay? And you know how I get on to you about the sugar and the salt and all the caffeine and all the things that you
eat a salad every day.
That's true, Dad. That's good. Yeah. And you know what? I will say, because of your garden, you've always had a garden, and you would always bring a plate of fresh vegetables to the table. And this was back when Mom was cooking everything in the Fry Daddy. I mean, I'm surprised that we don't have, you know, health issues. Like, you have zero plaque. We went and got your heart tested, and you and I both have zero plaque, which is super cool to know that. But I'm surprised with how she used to cook. She doesn't cook that way now. But you had your gardens, and you would bring that plate of fresh vegetables, and we would kind of roll our eyes. But you're just like, just pick one thing, you know, maybe a radish or a tomato or something. And I know that that has helped me over the years and still my healthy eating today. I mean, I have a garden. I'm, you know, whole food, plant-based. But that little plate of fresh vegetables actually made an impact in my life. Isn't that interesting?
That's good. Yes, it's great.
Yeah. So eat more of those fresh vegetables, Dad. Keep eating those salads.
Trying.
Yeah. That's so good. But yeah, you are so healthy. You're an anomaly because, like I said, you don't eat the best. In fact, people kind of know your name at Whataburger. You go there every week.
Yeah.
So we're not condoning.
Yeah, I still do.
So my point is that we're all wired differently. And I think about how just your attitude and your childlike just ways can maybe, you know, do a flip on our health. You know, maybe it's I don't want to say it's not all bad because that's not true, but so far it's not affecting your health. And again, I'm not condoning this for people, but what I'm condoning is your incredible attitude and how I know that keeps you so young too. So let's talk about your attitude a little bit and how you're just childlike in the sense of you just like to be a kid. You like to play games. You like to laugh. People love to be around you. Have you always been that way? Like kind of the...
I think...
You are the party?
I wanted to do that to be noticed when I was younger. And I just did it out of being normal. I guess, to be noticed and to be a buddy and a friend and all that stuff. That's all.
Yeah. Well, everybody loves to be around you, Dad. You're fun, you're easygoing, and you're a hoot. That's the word I'm going to use. You're a hoot. And, you know, you kind of match your name, Ace. Ace from Texas. So what would you say right now that if you could kind of go back and look at these 83 years of your life so far, what has been the most rewarding, and especially as we're talking about Father's Day and that kind of thing, what's been rewarding in your life?
Probably my family. That was probably the most rewarding.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You are a family man, and I love that because family is so important.
Yep. To me, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Think of all the years, Dad. You worked at Ford Motor Company for how many years?
Almost 39. Almost 39 years.
39 years. Yeah, it's a long time. And you really supported your family well. And I know, you know, Mom had her career and sometimes worked two jobs. And I know that, you know, Sarah and I, we were never without. You guys work so hard. And yeah, it makes me want to cry because you guys are good. You're good parents. And I'm just so grateful because not everybody has the opportunity to have great parents. And you experienced that yourself. And so I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful that you and Mom are both overcomers. And that you love each other and love your family so well, so well. What would you say as a dad, as a husband, what would you say maybe has been the biggest obstacle or biggest challenge? And how'd you overcome it?
Biggest challenge, probably raising my two daughters. That's my biggest challenge. I did not know.
What was that now? You cut out. What was that?
My biggest challenge was raising my two daughters, you and your sister. That was the thing. Being married, I mean, I kind of had a hold on that, but I didn't know exactly how to raise children. But I knew what I would like, and that's why I did it with them.
Yeah, well, you raised us well. And again, I just think of all the incredible memories I have. And want to make more, Dad. Gosh, why am I all teary-eyed? That's, I don't know. I just miss you guys. And I try to see you as much as I can. But yeah, we're just passing through. This life is so short and so precious, right? And so it's about making the most of the time that we do have together.
Yeah,
and you did well raising Sarah and I. You really did.
Gone by very quickly.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Yeah. They go quick. But hey, it's not over. It's not over. You got lots of life left in you. You got lots of life. So without giving away too much of maybe my rebellious years, you said, you know, it was difficult raising two girls. What do you remember? Any moments in particular that stand out? You know what? You can share. It's fine. Whatever comes to mind.
When y'all were little, just make sure that y'all enjoyed your schooling and everything, and try to help, and things you need to do after school, at homework type stuff. And some of it I knew and some of it I didn't, because times change and they've changed a lot. Or like you, when you were in that, the school drill team stuff like that, mother was running you back and forth, back all the time doing that. And then when y'all went on, camping and stuff like that, it was different. But those were some tough times. I had to learn those. But myself, as same as y'all did.
I think the next question really, Dad, is, you know, for someone listening that maybe is going through their own kind of health journey that isn't something that they expected, what would you say to them? How would you encourage them to handle it? And maybe it's just even something as simple as recovering and recuperating after a surgery, because you've had so many of those. And you've had to overcome often. What would you say to someone who might feel like they're struggling and they're just kind of, They just don't have the best attitude.
I think that it's kind of a matter of taking a step at a time and try not in your best mind. Don't feel sorry for yourself all the time. I mean, it's all right once in a while, but you got to remember there's a lot of people out there that are a lot worse off than you are. And that's why it brings me back up and helps me. I pray every night, and I'm hoping that what I do is not the man upstairs understands and helps too with me when I can actually need it.
Yeah, that's good, Dad. That's good. Don't feel down on yourself and be the victim. There's other people that are really struggling. So rise up to the occasion and keep pressing on, right?
Right.
You know, I was thinking about something the other day as well regarding, I'm kind of flipping the conversation here, but regarding about just the impact that you've made in my life without maybe even knowing it, like even talking about the fresh vegetables that came to the table, how that inspired me to eat better over the years in my life. But I was also thinking about my spiritual walk. And how you used to watch Billy Graham on TV. And we kind of used to roll our eyes about that too back in the day. But I would always listen and my ears would perk up and I would watch. And I think about how that you watching Billy Graham planted a seed in my heart to know the Lord better. And so I'm so grateful because that's what matters. That's what matters most is that our spiritual walk is intact. And so thank you for that, Dad.
You got it.
I wanted to just ask you, are you looking forward, you know, or what are you looking forward to in the coming years? Do you have any goals or dreams or anything that you still want to pursue? And what is that?
Currently, no goals that I have come across to do. I just am always seeking a peace and everything and a happiness and hopefully for the rest of my life. I don't know how much longer I have, but I hope it's a good one. If I can do good for the Lord, that's great. And I'd like to meet my great grandbaby. I hadn't met her yet. Except through you. Remember the pictures you sent?
Well, God knows your number of days, but long time. I'm going to say a long time.
Okay. Thank you. I play Granny Wilson.
Yeah, it's good, Dad. Again, it's cutting out, so I apologize. I'm really not catching everything you're saying in this interview, but I love you so very much. And thank you for coming on. Thanks for encouraging people. And I just wanted people to meet my dad because I'm so proud of you. And thank you for how you raised me.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, Dad. Thanks for being on.
Okay. Still on, I guess. I don't know.
Love you too.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.